Hey guys, what is up? Welcome back to the Gals on the Go podcast. It is me, Brooke, and today we have a special guest on. My brother Sal, the first guy on the go, first bro on the go, will be on the podcast today. We haven't ever had a guy on. This is really interesting. Danielle wanted to do this last year where we each do an episode with our brothers because they actually are very similar age. I believe Danielle's brother Freddie is like a year older than my brother, maybe same age. My brother just turned 18. And it's so interesting. We're both like the older sister of like a younger brother. Look at all the parallels. So we're very excited to start introducing you guys to some new figures in our life. I'm sure if you follow us on social media, you know who they are, but I feel like a podcast gives you just a little more insight into people and like you get to hear how they think and whatever. It's pretty interesting to me at least. So I hope you guys are all having a great week so far. Happy Wednesday. It's been beginning to get rather chilly up here in Boston, but Danielle and I will be traveling very, very soon, bopping all over the place. So yeah, if you guys are new to the podcast, be sure to subscribe. It's a fun time over here. We post every Monday and Wednesday. Join our Facebook group, follow us on Instagram, all of the self promo here. And we do have merch. You guys have been sending us the cutest pics, repping your new merch. We have this adorable new like embroidered hoodie, and we have some Champion joggers, the pop sockets. Oh, I just got my pop sock in the mail. I love it. It is super cute. It has like our logo and it says Gals on the Go. Oh my gosh, so cute. Send us pics if you guys have everything. We'd love to feature you guys on our Instagram, repping your merch. Super fun. So I'm going to do the intro and outro this week and just tell you guys a little brief life update. If you follow, you know, on social media, I'm sure you know what Danielle and I are up to because we are doing Vlogmas, which is where we vlog every single day leading up to Christmas, or at least put out some sort of content, like upload every single day leading up to Christmas, which is definitely a larger undertaking and you want to, you know, keep it entertaining and fun and like do things. And yeah, so it's been, I hate to use the word busy because it hasn't even been busy, but it's just been like a whirlwind of fun. It's been really fun. So let's break it down though, and I'll give you guys some highlights and lowlights.
Highlights and lowlights.
All right, my lowlight. Okay. This is going to be kind of confusing, but basically I just feel like I'm running out of time. And it's like, I mean, time in the year. Yeah, we're kind of running out of time in the year. Let's look at the calendar right now. Right now it's the week of the 9th, 10th, 11th. And like we only have, so we have the rest of this week and next week before it's the holidays. And then you have like, what, a week after the holidays and then it's the new year. Holy crap, you guys. So we have to start organizing our thoughts and like priorities for the new year already and a new decade, which is just crazy to think about. So yeah, and especially no time in Boston. I'm about to pick up and I love traveling, which I'll get into in a minute, like where I'm going and stuff. I love truly being a gal on the go. However, I've been really enjoying spending December in Boston and doing things here and spending the holidays here too, because I just feel like there's a lot that this city has to offer, and especially for the holiday season. So I do wish I was able to be here more, but then it's like the balance because I want to be with my family because I feel like the holidays is like a special time for me to be with my family and go home back to New York. So I'm kind of like torn because I feel like I wish I could be multiple places at once. And you can't do that obviously. So I'm trying to decide, you know, what's to come. Like I'm going to come back here, I think, to Boston for New Year's and do New Year's here because I feel like that would be fun. I don't have any solid plans or anything like that, but I'm about to be away for a pretty hefty amount of time. So I'm going to like, and that's the thing, just like preparing for extended period of time travel, obviously not time travel, like traveling for like being out of your apartment or your home for a lot of time. You have to, you know, pack adequately. And we know packing is not my strength. So I'm going to have to work on that and just getting everything organized. And I do want to finish up all my work and like all of that stuff too. So it's just like a lot on my plate, I think these next 2 weeks, but then I'm hoping that it will kind of open up and then I'll be able to like really enjoy the holidays and be in the moment and be present, because I've been trying to be better about that too. But my highlight is all of this busyness is just really, really good. I'm really thankful with everything going on in my personal life right now. Like things are just really like thriving. I'm very happy. I'm at like one of the happiest points I've been at mentally in a very long time. And of course, you know, every single day that goes up and down, just like any of you guys. And like, of course, small things, you know, trigger my day and I'll be like, damn, this sucks. But overall, like my outlook on life now compared to like, let's say 3 months ago when I was like working my job and like stretching myself too thin, I am literally a different person. Like my friends are like, who is this like peppy, like a happy gal? Like it's crazy. And I'm really thankful because I have a lot of travels lined up. So first I'm going to New York with my YouTube friends. That is the 15th through the 18th. And then I'm pretty positive. Actually, I definitely have to have doctor's appointments and things. Holy crap. I'm going to stay in New York. I'll just take the train back to Long Island, which is like a 1 hour train to my house, and stay on Long Island for the rest of, not even the rest of December. This is like my calendar is like a million colors on it. I'm looking at it right now. And then I'll stay on Long Island till the 25th. The 26th, my family and I are taking a trip to Hershey, Pennsylvania. You guys, I am so excited about this. I haven't been in the longest time. We're going to bundle up and we're going to ride a bunch of rides, and it's going to be outside. But apparently it's beautiful because there's all the lights and it's decorated for Christmas, which is just so fun. And then the 27th, we go back to Long Island, and then I'm going to come back to Boston on the 28th. I booked a flight. Holy crap. Like so many adventures. I mean, things pop up super last minute, and I've just been like a really big advocate for like taking advantage of every opportunity, and I don't want to let things pass me by or say no just because, oh, like, you know, I probably shouldn't be traveling right now. Like, who cares? I'm young. I need to go see the world and do things and live it up. So I'm excited about that. Be sure to follow me on Instagram to see all that's happening. I mean, hopefully all of this, I'm crossing my fingers that all of this works out, but you like things are always up in the air and it's like, oh my gosh, last minute, you know, the dates changed or whatever it is. Who knows? But all is well. I'm really, really thankful, like I said, and just trying to live up every moment with my friends and really prioritizing like friendships and people in my life, because I've just had these revelations this year that like you really like objects and things and items, whatever, like all of that like doesn't really matter if you don't have like the right people in your life to spend it with, if that makes sense, or to like cherish like special occasions with or to celebrate with. I don't know. And I think it's really important to, you know, have quality friendships that don't have to rely on something underneath it, but it's like the baseline is just like genuine love and care for each other, and you know, love the people that you surround yourself with and they love you and you respect each other and you lift each other up and it's a healthy friendship. So I've just been kind of like thinking about all of those things more so recently and trying to invest a lot of my time in those concepts, if that makes sense. And I challenge you guys to all do the same too. I know this is like really deep level thinking, but it's just like little things. Like when I wanted to celebrate, you know, hitting 200K on YouTube or something, like I could go out to the store and buy myself something nice, like a gift or something to celebrate that. But having the people in my life that are like, I'm so proud of you, Brooke. Like, wow, you did this. Like, that's amazing. Like, you're great. Not that they have to like be totally gassing me up, but just like having the support from your friends and your family in your life means so much more to me than any like physical object ever will. So I've been really trying to like invest time and energy into relationships. So that's been my priority lately. Current favorite.
These are a few of my favorite things. Call myself all of my favorite things.
All right, you guys, it has to be my Outdoor Voices Hoka sneakers. Is that how we say it? So apparently this is a brand of sneaker that's existed for a while, but I found them on the Outdoor Voices website, which is a athleisure attire company that I have loved for the longest time. They're founded by Ty Haney, she just had a baby. I'm like obsessed with this girl. I follow her on Instagram. And I love everything that this company stands for. And I was perusing the website a few months ago and I saw that they had sneakers. So they're called the Women's Hoka, HOKAXOV Clifton. So I guess they're like the OV Clifton Hoka shoe or something. And I saw that they had them in white, but they were out of my size. So I waited until they restocked and I purchased them. And oh, you guys, I love them. These are like the perfect sneaker. I wear them out and about when I'm running errands. I know you're supposed to wear them like, I guess, as a running shoe more so, but like, I don't really care. I wear them as an athleisure shoe, you know, with I've been repping the New England mom look with leggings, my long coat, my sneakers, and then like a sweatshirt or something underneath it all. That's been like my go-to fit recently. I absolutely love them. The white color is really nice, but they do have like a pink, a blue, and then like they have yellow too. But the white is like, oh my gosh, it's so pretty. And I've been getting a lot of compliments on them. And I have to tell you, it feels like I'm walking on a cloud. So I would highly recommend. They are wonderful, wonderful shoes. Tis the season of gift giving, so I'm going to give you guys a really high quality premium gift idea right here, okay? Visionaries Jamie Foxx, Ashley Benson, and Hailee Steinfeld aim to shake up the eyewear market, and they have done just that. Privé Revo was founded on the belief that head-turning style shouldn't be a luxury reserved for just a select few. So they created high designer sunglasses, anti-blue light, and reader glasses starting at just $29.95. The perfect pair of glasses can make you feel like the world is just waiting for you to show it who's boss. Each pair of handcrafted glasses has high standards and low prices, polarized lenses, 100% UVA, UVB protection, and lenses with blue light blocking technology. We leave no stone unturned when it comes to creating the most affordable, high quality, handcrafted eyewear on the market. I got a pair of these and gave them to one of my guy friends in my life, and he was absolutely obsessed. So I know that boys love them, girls love them. They have blue light glasses, they have regular glasses. If you want to be trendy, but you don't want to break the bank, this is how to do it. You could also buy them as gifts. They really are a great gift ideas, but you know, throw on a pair for yourself. They have hundreds of styles starting at just $29.95, so totally doable. So you guys can visit shopprframes.com and enjoy 15% off your first purchase by using the promo code galsonthego15. Once again, that's shopprframes.com and enjoy 15% off your first purchase of Privé Revo with the code galsonthego15. Enjoy. And a lot of you guys have been asking where my sets are from. I wore this new like leopard moment set that's Outdoor Voices. I got like a black one recently and a blue one. I've been doing a lot of purchasing from Outdoor Voices just because their sets really stay up, I find, during workout classes. I'm about to go take a spin class after this. And I'm actually not wearing Outdoor Voices. I don't know where I was going with that. But I am going to wear my sneakers to the studio and then I'll change into spin shoes there. My goal for this week.
Goals.
Awesome. Oh, wow.
My goal has to be to start waking up early again. I used to be early worm catches. Well, LOL. Let's go back. My sleep patterns of life. So in the beginning, well, not in the beginning. For 21 years of my life, I hated mornings. I was a night owl all the way, like staying up till 3 a.m., working till 3 a.m. or whatever. I would like get a surge of inspiration at like 11 p.m. and then, you know, stay up all night. And then I started working my 8 to 5 with the commute. So I had to wake up early. And if I wanted to get done any work for my personal life in the morning or my personal business, I should say, I had to wake up extra early. So I started waking up at 5. And then I quit my job and I was still waking up at like 6-ish doing a morning workout. And slowly, I'm sure as you guys can expect, it's gotten worse. The motivation has slipped because, you know, it's easy for me to hit the snooze button now. I don't have anything like that I have to get to, unless I book a workout class, which does get me up. But I'm not like the biggest fan of morning workouts. Anyways, so yeah, I've been definitely slipping on the morning thing. Today I woke up, I felt like a piece of garbage too. I woke up at like 8:45, 9 today. And I was like, wow, the day is gone. And I was like being way too hard on myself. I woke up actually at 6, checked my phone, and then was like, all right, I'll go back to sleep just for a little bit longer. And then I didn't set an alarm. So I woke up at 8:45, 9. And that's like that feeling of like, wow, the day is slipping away really sucks, especially because of the sunlight issue here. I'm recording this at 4:15 and it is dark out. So it just gets dark really quickly in Boston. And in this time of year, so I'm trying to take advantage of my morning. So I want to challenge myself to start waking up early again. It doesn't need to be crazy early. Like that's the thing. Now I don't have to wake up at 5. And I think that 5 a.m. mornings are great if you want to really take advantage of your day. But then you have to go to bed really, really early. So I'm trying to find like that balance. I think waking up for me, very realistically, a wake up time of 7 o'clock is perfect. And then I could have my morning. I could go to like a 9 a.m. workout if I want to, and then just work the rest of the day. You know, with breaks, obviously, I'm not out here like hustle. Like, trust me, I take plenty of breaks, plenty, which is definitely a luxury of working the way that I do. So that's my goal. And if you guys are struggling with that too, let's all like challenge each other and try to keep each other held accountable. And if you do work and like a job where you have to be there from 8 to 5, 9 to 5, I challenge you guys to have a little bit extra time in the morning too, because it really changed the game for me when I used to do that. And I, at first with work, I would wake up at 6 and then I like progressively pushed it back to 5. And I just loved it because I had so much time in the morning and I would leisurely get ready and be able to like, you know, do my hair and do my makeup and like feel good about myself and do some work. And I don't know, I just felt so good. Make myself a proper breakfast, drink my coffee leisurely and not be like chugging and like running out the door. So you do you. Love that. And I think that's it for the intro. So my brother is, he just turned 18. He was 17 when he recorded this. He's the best. You'll hear more about like our relationship and everything. This actually, we didn't talk about like the origin of his name. So his name is Salvatore is the full name, but he goes by Sal. And that's actually my dad's name too. They have different middle names though. So he's not like, he would be like the third, because my grandpa's name was Sal as well. Isn't that so crazy? That side of my family is very Italian. And then my mom's side of the family is Jewish. So we're like a big melting pot of fun. And I love my brother so much. And I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Okay, guys, I'm so excited because I'm actually here with our first official bro on the go, guy on the go. This is my brother, Sal.
Yo, yo, how we doing?
He loves me on the mic right now. This is like so exciting for you. Because we have like these official looking mics, so
boss setup.
So we are currently in Aruba on our family vacation, and I put out a little notice on my Instagram. You should go follow me at Brooke Michio to submit some questions. But I guess give a little background on yourself first. You know, like your age. He's like looking at me. He's like, he wanted me to like give him all the questions ahead of time. I'm sorry, I'm springing this one on you, but I guess your age, like your grade and you know, school, etc.
I am a 17-year-old. I'm a senior in high school. I'm actually about to turn 18 on December 4th, so the B-Day is right around the corner.
Yeah.
And my sister is Brooke Michio, so it's a big lifestyle.
Lifestyle, big facts. And that's how you pronounce her last name, by the way. The correct way.
Very true.
Yeah. So right now we're how many years apart then? We're 5, I guess, currently, because I'm 22 and you're 17.
The
but
big
then
five.
The big five.
The big five.
But then soon it will be 4.
Yeah, but not for long.
Not for long. So Sagittarius.
What am I? I think I'm a Capricorn, right?
Wait, I thought you were Sagittarius.
I don't know. It works. That's on you.
I swear I thought you were. Hold on, I have to go to my app now. No, I'm an Aries.
So then I might be a Sagittarius, because mom always sends me weird stuff like that.
Does she really?
Yeah, always.
Yeah, you are. I knew it. I was just making sure. Yeah, Capricorn's after you. So yeah, big facts. So we're currently in Aruba. People were asking, what was our favorite thing that we did? A little recap of the trip. I mean, we're only halfway through. We still have another.
Yeah, we still got another. I mean, we got one more day.
Yeah. We've been here for, I think we did the perfect amount of time too.
We did.
How many nights was that? Was that 5 nights?
Yeah. We got here Monday.
Because we did Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night.
Yeah, so 5 nights.
What was your favorite thing we've done so far? I know what it is.
Probably going to have to go with the ATVing or UTVing to be official. I think that was probably the most fun I've had in a very long time. We had Big Sal driving.
Our dad?
Yeah, Big Sal's dad. It was definitely a crazy experience. She was in the back. She was kind of crapping her pants a little bit, but she got over it. But
I was definitely a little freaked out. I was a little bit. It was definitely uneasy. And we felt the bumps more in the back, but it was really cool. We got to go a little off-roading, a little on-roading. Yeah. I would really recommend it if you're in.
Highly recommend.
Yeah.
My boy Marvin. Melvin, what is it? Marvin?
Oh my gosh.
I think it's Marvin. Or Melvin. It's one of the whatever.
Yeah.
Close enough.
He was dope.
He was the man.
He's giving me my vlog.
He's in the vlog.
Yeah, we'll put it in that. So I guess just going into like the background of you. So you're 17, about to turn 18, but Sal's in a little bit of a different like position, I feel like, the most 17, 18 year olds, because of the fact that you have known for a minute already.
Yeah. Like a little bit over a year, actually. It was September 14th.
Of last year.
So it's been a little over a year.
And that's when you like verbally committed to go to college, basically.
Yes, sir.
Because you are an athlete.
Yep. So. Unlike you.
I knew you would resonate here a little bit. Okay, so Sal plays lacrosse, which is a huge sport on Long Island where we're from.
Yes, sir.
And you've been playing for... when did you first get into lacrosse? I
really don't know. I think Dad made me Well, he didn't make me.
No, but
I wanted to play. I think it was around, I'm going to say either first or second grade, because it might have even been like second, third, because I played football when I was younger. I continued to play football until I was around like, I stopped playing after my JV 9 years. So in 10th grade, I stopped playing. But I'm going to say I picked up lacrosse third grade, and then ever since then, it's been it,
Chief. That's been like your sport. And you realize, like, not only, like, were you good at it, I guess, but you genuinely enjoyed it.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't really think I was that good until I got to probably 9th grade. And then I realized that I could probably play Division I in college. And not even 9th grade. I really didn't think in 9th grade that I was good enough. And then I hit a growth spurt. I started to trim out. I got faster. And then that was really it from there. And then 10th, 11th grade, I started to get looks from colleges. And then in 11th grade, I went on a bunch of visits. And then in early, very early 11th grade, I committed to play at Sacred Heart.
Awesome. So Sacred Heart University is in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not too far from home, still northeast.
Yeah.
A little bit more, just because I think it's so interesting to hear more about the recruiting process. What was that kind of like for you? Like, I'm sure it was very overwhelming. Obviously, yeah, you were younger.
It's a very overwhelming process for everyone. I'm pretty sure if you ask anyone in the recruiting process, they're not going to say it's an easy process. It's very stressful, but I was lucky enough to have multiple schools that were interested in me, so I kind of got to choose the one of my liking, which was very good.
Yeah, which is, like, dope.
Yeah.
No, that's so awesome. This episode is brought to you by Cash App, the number one finance app in the App Store. You guys probably know of Cash App as the easiest and fastest way to send money to your friends, but Cash App seriously does way more than just that. Cash App also comes with the Cash Card, a free debit card that comes with Boosts, which are like instant rewards for shopping at the places you already love. You can get discounts off your entire purchase at places like DoorDash, Whole Foods, Target, and more. These are literally credit card style perks packed into a free debit card. Cash App is also the easiest way to try and grow your money with their new investing feature. Unlike investing tools that force you to buy entire shares of stock, Cash App lets you instantly invest as little or as much as you want. This way you can still own a piece of any stock with just a dollar. This is a great way to get into, like, beginning investing. If you guys are looking for something to do, use Cash App. Brokerage services are provided by Cash App Investing, a subsidiary of Square and member SIPC. We are also so excited to be working with Cash App to support one of our favorite organizations, the Make-A-Wish Foundation. When you sign up for Cash App and use the promo code GOGALSGO, that's all one word, not only will you instantly receive $10, heck yeah, but Cash App will also donate $10 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, an amazing organization whose vision is to grant the wish of every child diagnosed with a critical illness. So give back this holiday season. You don't even have to physically give any money. You just have to sign up for the app and use the code GOGALSGO. You benefit. The organization benefits. This is a great way to give back. Remember to use the promo code GOGALSGO when you download Cash App from the App Store today. So kind of, I guess, like, why Sacred Heart specifically, you know, because you did have a bunch of offers on the table from a bunch of different sized schools, kind of all, like, I guess geographically, they were all kind of like northeast, right?
Mm-hmm. So I would probably answer that question with the coaching staff at Sacred Heart. I absolutely love the head coach, John Basti. He's the man.
Shout out.
I love the defensive coordinator. He's the man, even though I don't play defense. And actually, the offensive coordinator that was there is now at Stony Brook, so he's not there anymore. My boy, Mike Chaney. And probably the campus life. The campus life is good. I mean, you could go out. They stay on campus, but they also go out to bars and have a good time. So it's kind of a mix of both, which I love.
That's incredible. Yeah, it seems like it will be a perfect vibe for you. It is definitely like a smaller school, right?
But yeah, I think it's like 7 and probably like 7,500 people.
7.5 students enrolled. That's awesome. And what are you studying in college? Not that you have to know, because I feel like then people are going to listen to this and be like 17 and be like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life. But
yeah.
Sal's in a little bit of a different spot.
Yeah. So during high school, I was in the AOF program, which is the Academy of Finance. So I'm planning on going into college with the idea that I want to do something in the business range. So I don't know specifically like finance, sales, stuff like that, but I know I want to do something in business.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you definitely don't have to know yet.
Yes,
like, there is no rush on any of that. Definitely. The fact that you even know is awesome. And our high school is so awesome that they do offer that.
Yeah, our high school that. Is
awesome for that. Yeah, there's some great, great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what, just a general question, if like sports wasn't a factor for you, would you have wanted to go to Georgia?
I would actually love to go to Georgia. I talked about it with all my friends, even my cousin who's actually interested in going to Georgia. Even if I was so awesome. Still good at lacrosse and my grades were smart enough for me to get into Georgia, which they're not even close to, I'm not going to lie. If they were close to getting to Georgia, I would 100% rather go to Georgia than Sacred Heart, in my personal opinion. I think I'd have a lot more fun time. I'm still going to have a fantastic time at Sacred Heart, I hope. And I plan
you
on
will.
It.
Yeah,
you will. I will, yeah. But Georgia is just a completely different vibe. It's a big SEC school, football, big party life. It's Georgia's Georgia. You can't really compare it to like a small private school.
Yeah, completely. Yeah, Georgia isn't a fantastic, but it's cool because you got to visit me like a bunch, yeah, and like
a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh, my friends and everything, and like meet all my friends. You love my friends. I
and
feel
more
like.
Shout out Mariah
and Maddie.
Maddie,
the unit
squad
312. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I could totally see you thrive. I could have seen you thriving in a big school, and I feel like for a minute that was like on your not Georgia, but like other mm-hmm. schools similar size were like on your radar. Mm-hmm. But
completely,
you know, things, everything happens for a reason.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Everyone wants to know, are you single?
Not right now. I am not. I've been dating the same girl for a little bit over a year. We had our 1 year on, I think, November 9th, if I'm correct. Hopefully she's not listening, but that should be right. So if I don't answer your DMs, I am truly sorry.
No, that's respectable.
But, yeah. But,
do you get a lot?
I'm going to say I've gotten like four.
You're like flex on them.
Like weird
answer.
Flex.
Yeah.
A little bit of a weird flex. But yeah, I'm going to say I probably had around four. And I've had more than four people ask me that. Just send me like the one DM where it's like, what's your Snapchat? And I'll just leave them unopened, which I feel bad doing.
Do you like accept the DM? Because
sometimes it depends.
Because I would say just don't even accept it, because then it's like you don't have to be like, sorry, I have a girlfriend. Like you just don't have to engage.
Yeah. I mean,
you know?
Sometimes I'll just add them on Snapchat and then like I'll just answer them every like once in a blue moon. Because like sometimes you gals tend to add me and then immediately start sending me streaks when I truly don't even know who you guys are.
Gals.
Just saying.
When you were single though, you did, but you were young when you were single, yeah. But you would like snap some of my subscribers at the time before the podcast.
Shout out Avery.
That's so funny. No, I love it. I love it. That's actually really funny. Mm-hmm. Because now, you're turning 18, you've grown up so much. It's so mm-hmm. crazy. Because mm-hmm. now, like, I feel like when I was younger, I guess my audience was younger, but now that we're older, it's so much more normal, I feel like, to be like DMing and stuff. It's not like weird, you know, you're 15 and DMing. It's like, okay, he's like a full-blown like adult right now. So I totally get that. You could follow Sal on Insta at Sal Michio.
At Sal Michio. No spaces, no nothing, no underscores.
Loves the cloud.
Let's get to 2,000 followers. Come on now. I need your support. I'm at 1,900. 2,000 would be fantastic.
Really?
Yeah. I'm getting there, though.
Yeah, you could totally
or
get
you guys
there.
Could hook me up with like 3,000, maybe 4. So if you guys all hear this, definitely go follow me.
Oh my gosh.
I need the support. Go
the
like
gals.
All my pictures.
Yeah. He sends snaps. Let me know if other boys do this. Do all of your friends do this?
What?
I get a mass snap from you that says like, Graham.
Likes, bro. I mean, hopefully they don't. The Instagram thing, I don't like how they're taking away the likes personally.
Really?
I don't like that.
Why?
Because
you like just seeing?
I like having the clout.
I like seeing who likes other people's pictures. Apparently, I won't be able to do that anymore.
Yeah, which is, I don't know why they're doing that stuff. I think people get hurt feelings when they don't get a lot of likes and they see how people get a lot of likes. Personally, that doesn't bother me. I mean, I want the likes, definitely, don't get me wrong. But that's just not my thing. And I'm kind of upset.
Like the validation.
They're starting to remove it from like all the big accounts. Like eventually we're all going to get the notification that it's gone from us. I mean, if it goes through, because Instagram says a lot of things.
No, some people already have it taken away.
I know, that's what I mean. But like, I feel like that's a test.
But it's only on some people though, because like, I know Danielle and I still have it.
Yeah. And hopefully they don't take mine away, because I want you guys to see my likes.
Oh my
Weird
God.
Flex.
Weird flex. His engagement's incredible. And that's actually really funny. Okay, so growing up, just because a lot of questions, I think it's a really, really interesting like sibling relationship we have, just mm-hmm. because it is, number one is boy-girl, which mm-hmm. is always interesting, I think. And with me being older and with the 5-year age gap. Yeah. So with all of those factors, yeah, I think it makes it really interesting. So you're totally honest. Growing up, would you say, were we close? You know, stuff like that.
I would say that we fought more often than usual, but we definitely have everyone is close with their siblings. I mean, until you get to a certain point where they're not. But me and my sister have always been close, but every sibling fights and we fought.
I think so.
We had some crazy fights that we could later go into, but I don't think we're going to do that right now. But we had some definitely crazy experiences. But overall, I'm going to say I'm still close with my sister and every sibling fights. So I think we fight a normal amount.
I think so too.
Yeah, I agree.
I would agree with that. And I think that we fight because on paper, we are very different individuals, different interests, our friends are even different. Yeah. Like, I think that if I introduced, you know, my friends to your friends back even in high school, it wouldn't happen. Click. Yeah. I think that we're in very different, like, scenes.
Definitely.
But when you compare us on paper, like, we were both so similar. We both love to be alone.
Yeah.
We're, like, obsessed with being alone. Yeah. And we both need alone time. How else are we similar? I feel like we just think a lot alike. Like, there are many times when we're thinking the same thing.
I mean, and I wouldn't say we're alike a lot.
No. But I think that...
to a certain point, we are, yes.
And some level of our personality, we're both really outgoing.
Yes, very true. The personality is the same. We definitely got that from Big Sal.
Yeah.
And we got that from both, actually.
I know. Bits and pieces of
each. I know Adina's listening right now.
Yeah, I would say that growing up, though, we weren't that close. But I think over the years, it's changed a lot. Definitely. Because... you know, now that you're turning 18 and I'm 22, like, that to me just sounds a lot more reasonable being close than, like, when we were, like...
Yeah.
When you were young when I was graduating high school.
And you were 14.
Yeah. I remember the only time we've ever been in any school together was when...
we were on the bus together and I was in a...
You were in kindergarten.
I was in kindergarten and you were in fifth grade.
I was in fifth grade. That was the only time.
Yeah, that was the only time we were ever together.
In school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Which is kind of crazy, actually, because I feel like most siblings are, you know, 2-3 years apart.
We had a weird gap.
Yeah.
Definitely a weird gap.
But I think that over time it's gotten a lot better.
Yeah, it has.
How do we stay connected, you know, living so far away now?
Snapchat.
Literally.
We Snapchat pretty much every day. We have a pretty fat streak. I'm going to say it's in the hundreds now. I mean, yeah, it's on and off, though, because you'll have the day where I forget to send streaks.
But I feel like we're communicating usually. They're like, usually I have something to send you. Or if I'm sending a picture to someone else, I'll like throw you on there. Because I'll be like, oh, Sal would appreciate this.
Exactly.
And
just tag me in something. Let me get more followers from you guys. Again, shout out Sal Michio.
At Sal Michio. By the end, you're going to be like, that kid is so annoying. No. I think that it's a mix of, you know, social media is really, really helpful with it. We'll FaceTime sometimes. If I have something to like ask him or whatever, I'll FaceTime. But it's not like, once again, I said the same thing with my mom. We don't really like make a point to like work on our relationship. It's just kind of like perpetually, but it's not every day, I guess. It's just, I don't know. I feel like it's when we have something to say.
Exactly.
But I'm never like, oh, I miss Sal, because I feel like we're communicating enough.
Yeah, we are. We communicate at least once a day.
Yeah. Would you say that, like, do you miss me though? Like when I'm far apart, are you like, oh, like I can see Brooke right now?
At times, yes. Because sometimes when mom's away... it's just me and dad, the house. It's not lonely because I'm very close with dad.
Yeah.
But it's like, wow, I wish there was someone else in the house at times. Because sometimes it does get, it's not weird, but it's like, all right, like, where is everyone? Because at one point it was usually all four of us, and then mom started working more. You moved out, and then it was just kind of just me and Pop alone.
Yeah, I get
which
it.
Is a vibe, but.
It's a big change though, going from four to two.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's great because I think you and dad get along really well.
Yeah, we do. Definitely.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love, but she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything, or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
Sometimes we get way too comfortable in our old habits, but if you're still wearing the same old uncomfortable socks you got years ago, maybe it's time to upgrade to Bombas. You guys, I love my Bombas socks. They are truly premium, awesome socks. Everyone in my family loves them. My mom specifically is the one who got them into me. She gifted me a set of them last Christmas and I became obsessed. Did you know that socks are actually the number one most requested item in homeless shelters? Bombas socks were created to change that because every pair you buy, they donate a pair to someone in need. They're super soft. They're made with like literally the softest cotton in the world. They're incredibly soft. They're also built with this extra cushioning. So whether you're walking or chilling at home or doing something super important, you're going to be comfortable. They have actually support too in places you didn't even know you needed it. I didn't even know that socks could support your arches. Each sock is built with a special arch support system that's not too tight. It's like a nice hug for your foot. These are perfect for you doing a lot of different things. They have dress socks for work, performance socks for working out, and they even have super cute limited edition holiday socks. I am super into the merino wool socks. They're like magic, soft, warm, naturally moisture wicking, and they're never itchy or rough. You know the person who's completely impossible to shop for? Bombas is the gift that even that person will love, seriously. If you want to give someone a perfectly nice gift, you can give them a candle. But if you want to be a holiday gifting ninja, give them Bombas. Go to bombas.com/gals today and get 20% off your purchase. That's bombas.com/gals. Bombas.com/gals. There's a lot of questions like, you know, are you like, do you feel like there's a favorite child, etc.? And I think that we have a interesting relationship with our parents in that sense too.
Yeah, I would say probably I'm closer with dad. I'm definitely closer with dad, and she's closer with my mother. I mean, we're all close with each other.
We are.
Like, it comes to a certain point. I'm with lacrosse tournaments. I'm with my dad all the time, usually.
Exactly.
My mom and sister would always be together. I mean, we're all big, one happy family. But yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I feel that too. And I think that's what makes it nice with the like boy girl connection.
Definitely.
Relationship thing. But we do come together nicely. we got a lot of questions. What was your first reaction when I said I was quitting my job?
At first I had mixed opinions because I told her, I go, what happens if all this fails and then you're stuck with nothing? But it's not like that because she has her degree. She's graduated from Georgia. Like, she has all these things where if all else fails, it's not like she can't go get another
like
job.
Like, starting from the ground
up. Yes. It's not like she's back at square one, because she's really not. She can go out. She worked at Oracle, as probably all of you know. And then she had multiple internships. So, like, she still knows what she wants to do. But I told her, I go, if you're not happy with what you're doing, then you gotta do what you're happy with. Like, if you have a career that you're not happy with, you're just going to have a miserable, long life. That's just the way it's going to work. So she's happy now, and it seems like she's doing well. She's doing actually fantastic. So I'm happy that she quit. I'm happy.
Oh, that was sweet, Sal. Thank you. Yeah, I think that you guys all were more, like, you were, the whole family as wasn't like, you know, don't quit because you have to keep going. But I think it was more like the worriedness of like, exactly, will this girl be okay? Yeah. You know? Yeah. I think so too. Mom also has a pretty interesting career path. If you guys didn't listen to the podcast we did with my mom, you should go listen to that.
Definitely. She's a special one.
A character.
She is a character.
She told some crazy stories. She's told the story about me quitting the violin.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, God.
So mom is on TV. Like, she appears on QVC for a portion of her job. So I guess we kind of grew up with that too. Like, what's your thought on that?
It was definitely an experience because most people actually knew my mom. Most people knew my mom, as they would call her the cookie woman, because back in the day she used to work for a company called David's Cookies. So everyone thought that she literally only baked cookies and sold cookies. So everyone would be like, yo, like, where are the cookies at? Like, I'm like, that's not what she really only does. But it was definitely an experience because people would, like, parents would say they saw her on TV, and I, like, I don't really know how to answer that.
Like, you're, I'd like,
say,
oh, like, dope.
Literally, like, yeah. Nice. And that was pretty much it. Like, there's no, like, I can't, like, elaborate on that.
Yeah. But overall, like, your opinion of it, I guess, not, like, the opinions of others. Are you, like,
yeah,
like, I mean, wow, this is I'm very interesting?
Because she absolutely loves every single second of it. If she absolutely dreaded it, I'd say, I don't know why you're doing this. But if she, if she's happy, I'm happy. That's the way that's the way I work.
That's very sweet, Sal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she definitely does. She thrives. She loves mm-hmm. it.
She does. She's thriving.
I love when she sends us the times. We're all in our,
every,
like,
single
the M
time
squad.
She goes away, she sends us time. She's going to be on TV. I mean, I don't catch every one, but you try to watch it as much as you possibly can because it's a lot. She's a workaholic.
She's
a girl boss.
I don't love that word. I'm not saying that word. I don't love it, but she truly is.
Yeah, no, she is. She's a girl boss.
Girl boss. I was saying that I don't like that way about the girl boss phrase, but workaholic, she is.
Okay, fair.
On vacations and stuff, when you're like, mom, stop checking your email. And
she's
like, okay,
she's on her email 24/7.
But she does a good job of disconnecting. Sorry. Yes, we love you, mom. Okay. Also, you've met Danielle a few times now.
Yeah.
Gals on the Go, Danielle, mm-hmm. of course. Yeah. So what do you think of, like, all of these things? What did you think? Well, before, because you remember probably when I was at the dinner table.
When we met her in, where did she used to live?
Oh, well, I was just talking about starting the podcast and stuff. But we met Danielle when we were young.
Yeah.
No, you were very young.
When you first started YouTube, but when you first actually started getting big on YouTube. I remember we were in Clearwater. And she, where was it? Why do I keep saying Daytona? I feel like it.
No, we went to Clearwater Beach. She came to we had a condo at the time. I was still in high school at that time. So you met Danielle when I was still in high school? Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it was a while ago. I've known her for a while. Like, not close like you do.
Yeah.
And I've actually
grown up with her.
Yeah, I met
stuff.
Her.
So, yeah, has it been cool, watching us grow up, I guess? I mean, we watched you grow up, of course, too, but, like...
Yeah, it was actually cool to watch both of you both... I wouldn't say the term blow up, because...
It's been years.
Yes. I mean, you didn't, millions and millions, but, to watch you guys create a podcast, gain subscribers. I know she's big on YouTube. She's big on Instagram. I find that cool. Now, the fact since you've known her so long and now, you're all back together, doing a podcast, she ended up going to Georgia. It's all kind of just, one cool big process.
Yeah, it's been sick.
It is. It's pretty sick, actually.
When you really think about, the scope of our friendship and stuff.
I met her when you guys were in high school. And she's 2 years younger than you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you were at Georgia, and then I remember one day you said, she's, interested in Georgia, and then the next thing I know, she's at Georgia.
I know.
And then now you're working together. So it's definitely a cool process.
Yeah. We got to get you and Freddie linked up because we should do a trip, you, me, Danielle, Freddie or something fun.
Yeah.
That'd be so fun. Oh my God, bros on the go. The gals on the go. okay. Another hot, hot question. Why haven't you been in my videos ever? And you can be honest with this because I feel like I know what you're going to say.
I honestly have a fear of being in front of cameras. I hate being up on big stages. I have a big personality and I'm always the loudest kid in class. Definitely I always get talks excessively, but for some reason when I get in
on the report card. People don't know what that means.
Yeah. It's on the report card is talks excessively.
Under the teacher comments.
Yes, teacher comments. I'm that kid. I'm always the loud kid in class, but then you put me in a stage or you put me in front of a camera and I just absolutely choke up. That's just the way I am. For some reason I can't do it. I actually did a video with Brooke, my sister, in probably, I want to say 6th, 7th grade, and I was a lot different back then. I wouldn't say a lot different, but I was a little kid, and everyone in my school ended up watching it, and I was I wasn't so embarrassed, but I was just wow. And then I would watch it. I'd watch it later on. I think I eventually I think we made it in 6th grade, and then 8th grade I was all right, you have to delete that, because it was a really bad look, no offense.
Yeah.
But that's just, I feel cameras and I'm not a good public speaker. I'm just not good in talking to people. I mean, over a microphone, I think I could do it.
Hopefully I'm doing a good job. I mean, it's literally we're looking at each other having a conversation.
But you put a camera in front of me and I won't know what to say.
I get it. Some people get stage fright. And I think that, I think that people jump to, not blaming the audience here, but I think people do jump to assumptions. They'll be like, oh, Brooke and her brother aren't close at all. Or like,
yeah, no, that's just Brooke flat out not true.
Yeah.
I just, that's just videos and stuff. It just isn't my thing, honestly.
And I think that's totally okay. Yeah. But you're getting better about it. I was vlogging a little bit this trip.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'll be in a vlog. I just don't want the whole video. It was a Q&A with me. And like every single question was based around me. So I was like, it was.
Yeah, I totally get
it. I was very nervous.
No, I totally get it. And I also think that you probably noticed this too, which kind of leads into the next question, is like, has like the perception of YouTube, you think, evolved too? Because I feel like years and years ago, like when you were in my videos, it was like Styles and Brooks videos, like what the heck? But now it's like, you're like, tag me, like I want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Would you agree?
I completely agree.
That social media is kind of like gone in that. Like,
exactly. Because YouTube back then like wasn't such a big thing. So like when she started, when she was younger, she was kind of like the first person. She wasn't deaf. She was definitely not the first person to do it. But like around here, like it's not like, I'm going to say 99% of you probably lay in bed at night and watch YouTube videos. And like,
it's back, so normal now.
Yeah. Like now that's like a normal thing. Like most people do that in this world. But like back then it was like people, like you did that and like you wouldn't be called like a weirdo. But I was like, wow, like no one does that.
Especially in our small, yeah. Not smaller town, but yeah. Like everyone knows everyone.
Yes, exactly.
So...
But now it's such a publicly known thing, social media, YouTube and all that stuff. Like it's just completely different nowadays. Like it's been like 7 years and it's just completely changed everything.
I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about all the TikTokers and stuff, like people from your school that do it? It's like we're watching some.
I mean, I love watching TikTok. I wasn't against TikTok, but I was just like it's a girl thing. Like girls make videos and like. Recently I've actually downloaded it and like I'll sit in bed and like I'll just hysterically laugh. Like some of the TikToks
I was laughing today.
TikToks are like absolutely, some of them are absolutely hilarious. I mean some of the younger girls, a little bit cringy, but that's everyone's. Everyone makes cringy videos, but I personally now, I was completely against it, but now I'm completely for TikTok. I think it's great. It's just like Vine in my opinion, and I absolutely loved Vine. So I think it's absolutely great.
It is like Vine.
Yeah.
You're so right.
Yeah, Vine. Plus, everyone loved Vine. I don't know why.
All of the Vine stars are coming back now on TikTok. Yeah, it's great.
Like Nick Coletti.
Yeah.
Nick Coletti is absolutely hilarious.
I follow this one guy that I just think is so funny. I'm going to pull up
you
the
see
name.
What I posted on my Instagram story today? It was like Nolan.
Yeah. Does he do TikToks?
He does everything. He does TikToks, YouTube videos. Not YouTube videos, like Instagram videos. And they're absolutely hilarious.
I'm following this one guy. Mitchell, his at is just at Mitchell.
I've never heard of him.
I mean,
I'm not that big on TikTok. Oh, okay. Like, I'll lay in bed and I'll like, if I'm not doing anything, I'll just go on. Definitely get a quick laugh. The kid I work with makes TikToks like as a joke, but they're absolutely hilarious, and I think it's funny as hell now.
That's great. Yeah. 50% of the world's population has a period. So how come we're not super comfortable talking about them? Seriously, I feel like it's such an awkward subject to be like, oh, like my period or whatever. It's always such a big deal. And it's like, it just shouldn't be. So can we just remove the stigma behind it? Thinks is period proof underwear that absorbs your flow up to 4 tampons worth. They're super easy. Your period goes in. They have no leaks, stains or smells. You stay fresh, dry and comfortable through your cycle. It can actually back up or even replace the tampons, pads or cups, whatever the heck you are using. I personally use it as a backup. They're washable and reusable, so you can feel good about switching to a more sustainable period too. Thinx is on a mission to empower everybody with innovative solutions and social change. Every purchase gives back to their Give Rise program, where they're fighting for better access to puberty education, menstrual equality, and more. I am a really big fan of things. I wear the sports brief kind. They're very minimal. They're not big and clunky like what you would picture if you think period-proof underwear. I know what you guys are picturing in your mind, and it is not that way at all. They're super lightweight, and I think that you guys will actually be really into these personally. I mean, I like them, like I said, to back up my situation. So Thinx has definitely changed the way that I period. And if you guys want to learn more about Thinx underwear that absorbs your period, you can visit periodbetter.com and use our special code GALSONTHEGO to get $10 off your first pair. Once again, periodbetter.com and use our code GALSONTHEGO to get $10 off your first pair. So I guess also, I actually never asked you this. Like, these are just questions I never asked you. Not that I'm like annoying and like, mm-hmm. I'm Brooke Maggio, like, oh my gosh, I know that mm-hmm. this question is gonna come across that way. Yeah. But do people actually know you? Like, will people be like, know you as Brooke's sister? I would argue no, because I think you've made enough of a name for yourself.
Yeah,
but
I don't think I'm gonna say I could probably count on one hand when someone's come up to me like, oh my god, like you're Brooke's sister. But like, definitely no. Definitely not. Not in the slightest bit, honestly. No offense.
No, I think that's interesting. But I think our town is small enough, like I said. Yeah, like, you're exactly. known for your own exactly. stuff. And like, we ran in different circles.
Yeah, I'm going to say the times that people have came up to me and be like, oh my God, like, you're Brooke's sisters, like, when I'm not, like, probably even in like my on Long Island, like, people that yeah. I have no idea who they are and they just like know me from her would just be like, oh my God, like, you're Brooke's sister. But like, that's, it's very, very rare.
Yeah. I wonder if like at college and stuff you'll meet.
Yeah. I think when I go to Sacred Heart, I'll start to get more people.
Yeah. Because here it's like everyone, like, it's a small enough town that people on Long Island, yeah. either they know you, they know yeah. me. Like, it's not, mm-hmm. oh, you're Brooke's sister. It's like, oh, Brooke lives down the block from you. Yeah. Like, it's not like, yeah. Do people make comments like after they know you? This is interesting to like your yes. friends and stuff. Will they ever be like, oh, your sister, you know, yes. YouTube, et cetera.
Like kids that I know that are going to Sacred Heart, like, actually a couple of days ago when I posted, I posted a picture with you and we had Aruba and like multiple kids that are committed to go to Sacred Heart in my class. So like when I get there, they're like the same year as me. They're like, oh my God, like, just found out that like your sister's famous. I'm like, yeah. Cause like I tag your Instagram, they click on your, they click on your page and it's 70,000 followers, which I should be at.
Say it one more time. Oh my gosh, stop. You're so annoying. No, I think that's really interesting, actually. I think it'll be interesting in college because you'll meet a whole new group of people. Like, exactly. you've known this group of people your whole life.
Exactly.
So are you excited or more nervous for that?
Mixed emotions. I mean, it's definitely going to be sad to leave all my buddies that I've known since literally sixth grade. Mm-hmm. Probably some of them.
And your crew is yeah, like your crew.
Exactly. But life's life and eventually everyone's got to move on from what they do. And I'm excited for the next step in life.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's good that you're open-minded about mm-hmm. it because I think it's definitely scary, and I think having the sports thing is really nice for yeah. you and like a good...
If I was going into college kind of... Because, no, you never really go into college blind, but like me knowing that I have like a whole entire lacrosse team by me, like I know I'm going to make friends with all those people. Like, I'm not really nervous about that.
Yeah. How do you feel about like... Because you know, of course, the expectation. They're not just like, you know, sign up and play sports with us. Like, yeah. it'll be fun and easy. Like, how do you feel about that level of expectation and... What is the level of expectation?
Yeah. I mean, all Division I sports are, it's a lot. It's like people say it's like a full-time job, but I'm kind of expecting that. I'm just thankful that this is all coming to me. And there's a lot on the line because it's constant. Every single day you have something to do with the lacrosse team. Every single day, every morning. You got 7 a.m. lifts, 8 a.m. practice, and then you got classes. And then the next day you do the same thing, 7 a.m. lifts. 8 a.m. practice, and then usually you got conditioning somewhere thrown in there, so it's definitely going to be a lot, but I'm kind of ready for it.
I am excited yeah, to see how you handle it all.
It's definitely going to be a lot, but I'm expecting that. I'm ready for
that's
it.
That's good. As yeah. long as you don't have like unrealistic expectations, yeah, no, I think I managing
full,
them.
Yeah, definitely. I have full expectations. It's like a full-time job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it will be worth it for you.
Yeah, it is. Definitely going to be worth it. I'm very excited.
It'll be great. All right. I think that these questions are actually really funny and interesting.
Okay, let's hear them.
So first off, like, do we talk about kind of like dating, like your dating life, my dating life? Like, do I ask you for advice? Like, would you say that we talk about that kind of stuff?
Yeah. I wouldn't say all the time, but I'm going to say ever since I probably started dating my girlfriend, we started to get like closer in like relationship talks.
But you also got older by that
yeah,
point too.
Honestly, that yeah, it was, yeah. it was more like that. It wasn't that I started, I mean, it was the fact that I started to get older. She started to get older and like, we started to just like talk about these things because like that's just how life is. So like she talks to me, if she has to say anything about guys, I try to help her at a certain point because I'm not going to be weird. But at a certain point,
no,
she
it's
asks,
like yeah. very much so advice. It's not yeah. like I'm like
exactly
out here. I'll just be like, how do I interpret this or something? You right. know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I think is helpful. And then you'll, you know, talk
yeah,
me through.
I'll ask the same.
I would say it's a very healthy amount.
Yes,
the amount
exactly.
we talk about.
It's not too
it's
much,
not,
but it's not
yeah.
like it's non-existent.
I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of guy do you imagine me dating? Because I've never brought anyone home to like meet the fam or like done any of that stuff. So I think like you guys don't really, I don't know what you would expect.
Probably like we're hoping for a tall guy. We got to get the tall jeans in. So I'm going to say brown hair because I don't feel like blonde is your type. I'm saying like brown hair, like green, blue eyes.
Oh,
like
you're getting specific.
Yeah, no, I'm going to get you asking. I'm going to get specific. I'm going to say, I don't know if the kid was going to be like an ex-athlete, like seriously or not, but I don't know. I really can't even guess because that's truly completely up to you, and I'm not going to force a certain stereotype on you. Or not a stereotype.
Would you even imagine me dating athletes? Like, I feel like that's not on brand for me.
I know, but it would be kind of sweet. It would be kind of sweet.
I know, you know, but yeah. You can't speak from what you would want. Yeah. You have to talk from what I would want.
I mean, I don't know. Again, like, it's all up to you. Like, it's about how they treat you. Like, it really has absolutely nothing to do with me personally. But it's really completely a how up.
Someone loud, quiet, like, what would you... I actually find this interesting.
I mean, you're a pretty loud person. I wouldn't say you're a loud person, but you're definitely not a quiet person.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say probably, like, at the medium level where, like, they're not, like, shy. Not shy, awkward, but, like, not completely obnoxiously loud.
Yeah. Like, I need to be the center of attention.
Yeah, honestly. She does. Trust me, she does need to be the center of attention.
Oh, my God. And, yeah, I guess, I mean, you just got into, like, the physicalness. Yeah. You didn't really say anything about a personality. You're like, they're going to be tall with brown hair. Like, okay.
That's it. You said if I had to bring someone in and guess, I guessed. So I'm going to say, like, 6'2", good personality, loud. Not shy, but not too loud.
Smart, funny, anything.
I'm going to say you're definitely going for like a smart guy because you're a smart person yourself.
Oh, gas me up.
Yeah, gas me up.
That's funny.
Yeah, but I think that's, if I get any more in depth, I don't really know where I'd be able to go.
I need you to create this persona for me.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, exactly.
I think that's funny. I like that. do you watch my videos or listen to the podcast?
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I really haven't honestly ever listened to one of your podcasts, but I do watch. I wouldn't say I watch all your videos, but every once in a while, if I see like an interesting
you do?
Caption, I'll
title?
Watch it. I'll watch it every once in a while. I mean, I won't watch the full thing, but.
Wait, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah, every once in a while.
Vlogs are more like.
Yeah, exactly. Or like. If I know I'm going to be in it, I'll watch it. Like, if I know I was like she just posted a vlog
there
and I knew
day.
I was in.
Did you watch it already?
Yeah, I watched. I mean,
you were barely in it.
Yeah, I know. I kind of skipped to the part that I was in just
I,
to
like,
see.
Showed you for, like, 2 seconds.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's funny. I didn't actually know that. I actually have had other people in my personal life tell me that, like, oh, well, you posted it on your Instagram story and I thought it was interesting, but, like, I didn't think that they watched any of my videos.
Yeah.
But if I post something with an interesting title.
Exactly, so exactly.
I got to start doing more clickbait then.
Exactly. Big clickbait.
Big click. David Dobrik, actually, great question. What, since you're so into YouTube and social media, like you said, you watch funny TikToks. Like, what's mm-hmm. the genre of YouTube that you even watch?
I would say I have two genres that I watch. I would say I watch, probably none of you guys know who Cletus McFarlane is. He's like big into like. Drag racing, like car stuff like that.
Okay.
And then it's like more like COD, Fortnite.
Yeah.
Which most, honestly, if you ask any guy around my age, they're probably going to hit you with the same Fortnite ninja.
Yeah.
I mean, Fortnite, not as much because I don't play at all anymore. But definitely like the Korean Savage, which is like a big Call of Duty guy. Because who doesn't love COD, honestly?
What's
the
thing you told me to ask someone the other day? Like, what's your KD? Is that like a, can I like...
Oh.
Can I like go up to people and ask them, like, hey, yo, it's your KD? Like,
if you know who's, if they play, you could be like, yo, what's your KD? And then you could ask them and be like, hey, I know my brothers.
Will they be like, oh.
I mean, honestly,
these guys.
It's not like so crazy, but for like a kid that plays, like, I don't play like competitive, like I just play to like have fun. I mean, I definitely do like, I get very, very competitive. Like you'll definitely hear me screaming in my room if she's home. Like
I
guarantee you,
absurd.
She could tell you multiple times where like, I'm not throwing things, but like I'm smashing my desk. Like I'll slap my desk.
All of a sudden,
like,
out of nowhere.
Yeah, like you'll hear me yell.
And you just
like
he goes, "Oh my gosh!" And then he goes, "So and so, you are such an idiot. You're such an idiot, bro."
Like if I'm playing with my buddies and like I know I shouldn't have just died in a video game and like he could have saved me, like I will freak out. Like,
he
definitely I'll throw
insane.
Like a fit.
We're like, okay, we know who he's playing with right now.
Yeah, because like I'll just be like screaming their name as loud as I can.
I like have friends over, like, I'm sorry, guys. I'm
That's just me.
Yeah. That's an interesting like genre of YouTube. I feel like gaming is, well, mm-hmm. gaming is the number one because
yeah.
the number one like guy, I guess, is a gamer.
Who,
what's
PewDiePie?
His freaking, yeah. I was like, what's
PewDiePie?
His name? Yeah.
I've
Do you watch
never,
him?
No, I've never. I'm not subscribed to PewDiePie. I'm probably one of the only. I don't even know. He's got what? Like, he's got like 100 mil, right?
Oh, it's so.
I think he's got. He's
many.
Either got like 100 mil or like 86 mil, and I am not one of those people that has subscribed to him. I have absolutely no interest in him. I mean, he definitely is doing something right if he's got that many subscribers, but like, I personally just don't find him interesting.
Dang. Interesting. I've never watched it. I don't think I've watched a gaming. Actually, I did used to watch like Sims videos because I thought those were interesting because they mm-hmm. teach you like how to build houses and stuff.
I've never played Sims.
I love Sims, but they teach you how to like the, you know, the hacks and yeah. if you Google like, you know, cheat code, whatever, and like the blah, videos blah, are like yeah. tutorials.
God
yeah.
mode.
God mode. That's not even what it's called. It's called yeah, like,
I don't know.
It's played. Called like testing cheats enabled, testing. Cheats enabled true is like what you type into the thing and it makes like it's basically
yeah,
god mode like
it
you
is
can like
god mode you, yeah. out, you unlock everything in the game
yeah exactly. What do you dislike the most about me being, I hate the word, but an influencer?
I would 100% say pictures.
Oh my god, he hates it.
Every single place we go she's like, can we take like tonight. Like, I mean, the family picture, like,
it's
I completely...
It's Thanksgiving,
yeah,
Sal.
Yeah.
I mean, Thanksgiving.
Yeah, definitely. I can understand the family picture, so that's a lie, but, like, wherever we go, like, she's either taking a picture of her food, because, like, you guys know, she's big into her cheese plates.
And I have my food Instagram.
Yeah. Or, what is it? Too Much Love for Food.
Too Much Love, T-O-O, yeah. Much L-U-V for
yeah,
food.
Yeah. But so it's, like, constant. Like, you always just see the flash of her phone, or, I mean, she's not a big vlogger, because so I won't lie about that, but, like... So it's not even the fact
I'm
that
I'm not
she's,
the worst
yeah.
about, like, I'm not yeah. like, Dad, be in my vlog. Like,
yeah.
I know that they
no,
don't like
yeah.
it.
Like, she
so.
Does, she doesn't vlog that much, but it's definitely just, like, the pictures, like, she has to post a picture for blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, I can't really even describe. Like, it's
so
just constant.
How, like,
it's just constant pictures. Right. Exactly.
I'm kidding. That was a joke.
What?
I don't know. I was just like, oh, it's so annoying. Like, it's, like, my job. It's so, right? Yeah. Nah, I get it. It's like that fine line. I really tried to never be so annoying. I think I'm the most annoying around my family because I know that they're my family and they have yeah. to love me no matter what. But if I'm like out with my friends, I'm not like, hey guys, can we pause everything?
Yeah. So it's different. It's different yeah. around
people you're comfortable yeah, with.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, but then with like Mariah or Maddie or like any of my personal friends, like I would bother them for it.
Yeah, of course. Mariah definitely knows.
Oh yeah.
Definitely.
Oh yeah.
Does Mariah watch these?
Mariah, does yeah. she listen? Well, it's audio. So it's,
yeah.
Yeah.
What did I say? What did I say?
You said, does she watch?
Oh, okay. Does she listen?
I think so. It's hard for me to tell if my friends do or not because I put out so much content every week.
Yeah.
They're
like, you know, you can't really follow.
I'm like, you got to pick one of the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, but I'm going to say Mariah. Mariah's pretty heavily. You go, you click on Mariah's. If you guys don't know, you click, even I know this. Like, my sister didn't even tell me this. I clicked on Mariah's like Instagram and it goes the official Brooke Michio fan page. Like it's like something,
yeah.
it's something like just like that. Like so Mariah is heavily invested. So I'm going to say Mariah is probably listening to this right now.
Thanks, Mariah.
How are you, Mariah?
He misses you. Okay. Next question. There was a lot of like girl advice, which we don't really have to get too into, cause, especially because I think yeah. you do have a girlfriend. So I think uh-huh. it's a little strange yeah, if you're out strange. Here like exactly. out here popping off. But uh-huh. what do you say is something that you like look for in girls that isn't necessarily like a physical thing that's really, you know, that not even just you, but maybe guys in general, you can make an assumption yeah, like you and your friends like.
I would probably say personality. Like, no guy wants to have a conversation with a girl and it's like talking to a brick wall. Like, you're getting like one word answers.
Totally.
So I'm going to have to go with personality. Like, if I want to be able to forget that you're my girlfriend and be able to like have a flat out conversation with you and like the fact that I'm having a conversation with you. That's what I'd say.
Yeah. And it'd be like cool and
yeah,
interesting.
Like exactly. She's fun to be around. That's what I'd say. She's
like
fun
that.
To be around.
I like that because, you know, looks can only take you so far.
Yeah, exactly. You got to have a personality in this world.
I love that. And do we get jealous of each other, would you say?
No, because we're two completely different people. Like, mm-hmm. if we are doing, like, if I was a YouTuber too.
Oh, my gosh.
Then 100, yeah, like, if I was doing YouTube and she had more subscribers, I mean, like, obviously I'd be, like, jealous over her. But, like, we do, like, literally, like, nothing in the same range. So I definitely mm-hmm. don't get jealous over her.
I think it's actually really healthy for our relationship
yeah, exactly.
that we don't align at all because we're not comparing each other over, you know, he's doing better at sports than I am.
Yeah,
or,
she doesn't
you know,
play
she's,
sports. I don't do YouTube. So it's
better.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we don't get jealous over each other. No.
I think that was a good point. Nice job. Last question. Well, Would you consider yourself to be a bro on the go, a guy on the go? Like, would you genuinely consider yourself to be one?
I mean, now that I'm on the pod.
Oh, I mean, officially you are.
Like, officially I am, but, like, I wouldn't. I don't know. That's a hard question.
I think that we didn't even talk about your job. Because your work now, too, you actually do a pretty good job of managing your time at this point. Because you have, it's the off season of sports now, but you're still going to the gym, like lifting and stuff. Yeah. Which is how, do you do that every day?
Like 4 times a week.
Okay.
So like, you, I usually have like an off day or two, like including weekends. So I'll usually take off like either, actually it really depends the week. Mm-hmm. Like if I know I have work at an earlier time, then I know, then I'll take off that day. But sometimes I'll work at like 7 or what? Like 6 to like 11:30. So like I'll go like right from school. I'll go right to the gym and then go home, shower, eat, and then go to work all night.
I was going to say your post-work routine. I mean, your post-school routine. So then you literally work out, eat. Yeah, maybe he works till late. COD.
Yeah, I work till, usually like I get home at like 11:30. And during the school week, it's tough. Because like you got to wake up.
And then he wakes up early for school.
Yeah, and then I got to wake up at 7 for school. So like if I'm working like Wednesday, Thursday, like it's, the mornings are definitely not a hot look.
I set my alarm for a similar time as you actually the other morning. But I had more time to get ready because I was going to the city.
Yeah.
You snooze your alarm a lot.
Oh, yeah. I set.
You wake up the last possible second.
No, I'm like the type of person where like, you see the Instagram memes where it's like, you know someone like this. And it's like, their alarm is like 7:07, 7:07, like 7:10, 7:15. And like, I'll set my first alarm usually goes off at like 6:50. And I'll get out of bed. I'll get out of bed at like 7:35. And school starts at 8. So, like, I'm barely getting to class. I will get to class on time, but, like, the bell's ringing as I'm walking in the door almost every single day. Like, that's just the way it is, which is definitely not a hot look.
Not a hot look. Yeah, and in the winter, you have to give yourself more time because you're driving now in the snow and your car's a fast car. So, you need to go.
I definitely do. You're right.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk not really about your job now, but this is your second job. Mm-hmm. Your first job. Well, how would you say is, like, would you recommend having a job in high school? Like, how's that time management? Like?
Personally, I would 110% recommend having a job in high school because usually it gets to a certain point where, well, I don't know for all of you if, like, your parents give you a certain amount of allowance per week, but it's nice having money in your pocket all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, personally, my job, I get paid in tips. I'm a valet driver, so I get cash and tips, and then my hourly wage goes right into my bank account, right onto my card. So, like, I spend my actual cash money on necessities that I need in life, and then my card is usually for food, gas, etc., which is good because you always need cash, and it's nice knowing that I have money on my card.
I think it's great. You have a good setup now. I loved working in high school, and I had a similar thing with, like, I would get a paycheck and mobile deposited and then do the tips, but... It is so nice. It's so freeing to have your own money. And, like, exactly, your first job is really nice like that because you're like, wow. Like,
I'm making money.
Yeah.
I'm making money.
So you definitely recommend it. Definitely. Yeah. And, I mean, if you can manage it with still working out and everything, I feel like it's doable.
I mean, some days it's a stretch, but, like, 90% of the time I'm not stressing over it.
But I guess you have a lighter load schedule less because it is senior year.
Yeah, definitely. My senior year is highly, highly easy. It's not a challenging schedule. I mean, junior year usually is known to be like a tougher year for everyone. You got to worry about starting to get ready for SATs and stuff like that, like standardized testings for college. And then senior year, usually, unless there's some of you brainiacs out there, which is not me.
Don't say that. You're better at certain things. Like, I don't think that I don't think school's your thing.
Yeah, it's not my thing.
But I consider you to be an intelligent person.
If I knew
person,
that I wasn't
though.
Really like set up to go to, it was kind of ever since I kind of like knew I was going to college and like I was verbally committed somewhere and like I knew I just had to hold a certain amount of like a GPA. I knew I had to have certain grades. Like I got those grades and like I would do as minimal effort as possible to get those grades.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't like going home studying every night. Like that's just personal.
Because
you already knew. Yeah, I already knew. So that just like wasn't, that's just not my look.
I mean,
once I get to college, it has to change. But as of high school right now, especially senior year, like that's definitely not my look.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you do a great. I would consider you definitely in this year of your life, a a Truber on the go based on your schedule. And like, even on weekends, you're up doing things early. I mean, I guess you love to sleep too, but I love to sleep too.
No, but usually when I'm home, I can't sleep past like, I wouldn't say I can't sleep past nine. I mean, unless I'm going out the night before and
you're out late or something.
I'm out late and I get home like 1-2 o'clock, then I'm definitely sleeping. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I was younger, I could sleep to like 12. I mean, when everyone's younger, they could sleep.
Oh my gosh. We used to sleep so much. Both of us.
This one over here used to sleep till she had times where she woke up at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, like crazy. Like you would like do like half the things in your day and you'd come home and like, she's still sleeping. It's like, all right, like, is she okay?
I just can't do that anymore. Now I like have to wake up at 8. Same.
I was the same. I used to sleep till like, even during the summer, I'd still, even though, I mean, it gets to a point in summer where your sleeping schedule just gets so messed up that you're going to bed at like 3. So you're waking, you just naturally just wake up at like 10. But usually I'm definitely not an early riser, but like 9 o'clock is my spot.
A sweet spot.
Yeah, my sweet spot.
I feel that. 9 o'clock is a good amount of time because it's still like you slept in, but like you don't feel like trash that you slept away the day.
Yeah.
Because I feel like once you sleep past 10, you're like, oh my gosh, it's all gone. It's all gone. Yeah.
You wake up at like 12 and you're like, well, not you, like 2 hours later, it's like, all right, like what's for dinner?
Especially with the sun setting so early too.
Like right now, like, it sucks. I absolutely hate it.
But we're in beautiful Aruba. We have another day here and we're so thankful to have this, and I'm thankful that Sal was on the pod.
Yes, sir.
I'm thankful that you feel comfortable with it, and it's not, I think that you are a true example of like someone not being on someone's social media isn't a lack of support by any means. It's just what they feel comfortable with, and I'm not about to shove a camera in his face if he doesn't feel comfortable with it. So that's it.
Which I respect.
No problem. I had that similar, I think I told you maybe, I had a very similar experience with a lot of friends in high school that were in my videos and asked me to take them down. Yeah. And that's
why some people just aren't good in front of cameras.
Yeah.
Or they just don't like the way they look in front of cameras. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I don't like,
they watch back and they're cringy. They're
exactly.
Like, oh,
exactly.
And I think now that's why I'm like so triggered to like put people on my social media. Cause I'm like, I don't want to have that experience happen again, but I have to remind myself that it's a very different world now.
Yeah, so if you're not in that world, it's a different world. If you're not a big social media person, I mean, you are definitely a big social media person, but like if you go to someone who's posting like an Instagram picture like every 5-6 months, like not often, like it's different. It's definitely different.
And their lifestyle.
Yeah, some people
just forget about it.
Yeah, they're just not comfortable with it.
Yeah, I do. Well, thanks for being on.
Of course, anytime.
We should do another one like a year from now when you're on winter break from school. Holy crap, that's so crazy.
It is crazy.
Because you're nearly halfway through with.
Nah, we just finished first quarter. Like,
oh shoot, yeah. I forget. Like, our but we start late though.
I mean, we don't start. What we start? We start after Labor Day, right?
Yeah.
We start like it's either right before Labor Day or right after Labor Day. Mm-hmm. So it's like, so I think September 6th we started school this year, and then we end June. It's like usually like June 20th.
It's pretty late.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, and then you have like prom and graduation, all that stuff this year. It's a big year. Senior year is a big year.
Senior year is always a big year, no matter what.
Yeah.
So college.
That's why they have to follow you on Instagram. So
definitely, guys. Go follow me on Instagram.
That's the last time. All right. Well, thanks so much for being here, Sal. We had so much fun.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
And we'll talk to you guys next time.
Peace.
Bye. Thank you guys so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, be sure to show your love for us on social. You can go ahead and screenshot this and post it to your Instagram story. We've been loving that. Also, you guys are posting like the Spotify Wrapped, like how it shows that Gals on the Go was one of your top podcasts of the year, which is so sweet. And we absolutely love that. So keep tagging us and follow at Gals on the Go podcast for more fun. And we'll talk to you guys all next Monday with an episode of The Happening. Bye, guys. Looking for the best sports coverage on the web? Then check out The Dan Patrick Show on Podcast One Sportsnet. Join the sportscaster Monday through Friday as he covers the biggest games all year long with a bunch of A-list guests from the world of sports and entertainment. Download new episodes of The Dan Patrick Show every week only on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love, but she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything, or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.